Well, good morning, everybody. I'm happy to present you the outcomes of a joint project between two universities from Germany, the Institute of Soil Science in Hanover and the Institute of Agronomy in Kiel, and as well the State Authority for Geology and the Regional Chamber of Agriculture. As you will find out later, the word site-specific in the title of my presentation is not really meant to be has not so much to do with tractors and GPS and stuff like that, but with some other technical solutions. It's rather meant to be field-specific, something like that, because in Germany we have lots of very small fields that cover relatively large areas, and we also had to take care of those. So farmers, every year, they think about how much nitrogen they are going to put on. Let me briefly introduce you to the way in which current recommendations are done, where I come from. There are usually tables where the mean plant N uptake for each crop is listed, e.g. 230 kilogram N for winter wheat, and then there are some standard correction values for the mean soil N supply, e.g. minus 30 for high N residues. And the farmers usually measure the soil mineral N content until 90 centimeters in early spring. Let's say it's 50 kilograms. So the recommendation would be 230 minus 30 minus 50 equals 150 kilogram N per hectare, which would be split up into 3 to 4 dates of fertilization in the case of winter wheat. So everybody knows that the potential plant N uptake as well as the potential soy N supply would vary strongly depending on time and on the space. So for optimizing and fertilizer efficiency while maintaining the crop yields, it should be very crucial to include estimates of these two into fertilizer recommendations. Until now, the major obstacles have been that the extreme year-to-year weather variations as well as the high dependence from management, soil, and site characteristics. So this is our idea how to overcome these obstacles. We do have small-scale digital soil maps with a scale of 1 to 5,000, where there are data on field capacity and soil texture, something like that. We also have up-to-date digital weather data, and we have digital field record systems. We do have N simulation models varying in complexity, and we also have the internet. So our joint project is aiming at developing and parameterizing a simple simulation model basing only on these kind of input data for soil site and management specific simulations via a new internet service. This is the structure of our combined model. It's basing on three main parts: the soil water model, then the net N mineralization module, which is my share, and the plant N uptake and yield module. All the field experiments were set up by the Regional Chamber of Agriculture. Firstly, here's the soil water model, which calculates soil water contents and also estimates for N leaching. It's basing on a simple storage approach with three layers, 1, 2, 3, until the depth of 90 centimeters. With an upward and a downward water movement. The parameterization was done by using lysimeter sets and also lots of field measurements. Input data for the module are soil weather data and management data. Then net N mineralization. It is basically calculated using a simple double exponential equation where the total mineralization is split into two pools, pool and fast, which is mainly comprising fresh residues, and then a slow pool and slow, mainly comprising the organic N in humified soil organic matter. It was parameterized using these long-term laboratory incubations and also field mineralization measurements. The fit was not too bad, and we also evaluated the equations and parameters using field measurements with plants. Then the plant anuptake module, it uses the light use efficiency approach. The leaf area is the basic, and radiation is taken up and transformed into dry matter, which is partitioned into the four different organs, root, stem, leaf, and ear. It was parameterized using field measurements of plant dry matter, leaf area index, and N concentration. Input data are also weather and management and the calculated soil water contents. We evaluated the combined model by comparing simulated versus measured soil mineral N contents to the depths of 90 centimeters for various experimental as well as farmers' fields. Well, the goodness of fit was not too bad. Here's the simulated soil mineral N on the y-axis and the measured ones on the x-axis. And, well, most of the simulated values were in the range of plus minus 25 kilogram N per hectare. However, there were some higher overestimations that were often due, here the red dots, to a strongly reduced tillage for more than 10 years compared to the normal deep tillage to the depth of 30 centimeters. We are still working on how to account for that. And this is a screenshot of the internet service in its current test phase. Well, it's in German, but I just wanted to show you that there's a map of the northwestern part of Germany. Somewhere here is Hanover, where I'm from. And if you click on the map, then you get access to measured as well as to simulated data from field experiments and certain test farms that are located here. This is an example for the accessible data that you get when you do these clicks. This is the time when the fertilization is done from April to May, the soil mineral N content under 90 centimeters. And then the blue line is the zero fertilizer treatment, and this other one is the optimum fertilization treatment. The simulated values as lines, and then some measured values as well. So how is it interpreted? The green area, which is above 50 kilograms, it means there is a good N supply. If the values go below 50 until 30, the supply is getting critical. And if it's getting really below 30 or in the close to 30, then the farmer should fertilize now or at least very soon. It was done here. The fertilization was recommended and it was done. The contents were rose up. And there are also detailed commentaries from extensionists every week to this data. And there are similar figures for soil water, net N mineralization, and N uptake. So this was 2008, and the approach worked pretty good. But then came 2009, and all sites started with relatively high mineral N contents in March because there was not a lot of precipitation during winter. And also during the following months, the values in most cases didn't go below the 50 kilograms. So actually, no fertilization should have been recommended according to our approach. But fertilization raised the grain yields, as could be seen when comparing the grain yields of different treatments. And thus the fertilization was reasonable, which was inconsistent with the approach we had. And we think this was due to a relatively high yield potential in 2009, which was due to good water conditions in this phase after the last fertilization. So a new approach for recommendations has to be found, and there is some kind of idea, and it needs to be tested. This is how it looks like for the first two dressings. The simulated soil mineral N should still be the first choice, but for the third and maybe a fourth dressing, the simulated yield potential should be strongly taken into account. The yield potential means the expected yield, a ratio of the expected yield to the average yield. So in here, an overview on how the different modules can, how they get the parameters and functions for the simulations. The farmers are only supposed to give in the field position on an online map and the data from the field record systems, either manually or maybe already next year also automatically. All of these, the other data are provided within the internet service, the soil data maps, and also the weather data maps, texture, bulk density class, organic matter class, field capacity, and daily means or sums of temperature and precipitation. Basing on these data, the simulations are done, and then advices for end fertilization are automatically derived. This is an, oh, something was wrong. This one has to be here. Anyway, this is an example for the net end mineralization, how it could work in detail. We derived experimentally different soil, water, and temperature functions for the rate coefficients. And the allocation to certain fields on the online map are going to be allocated by soil type and the humus class. For the pool size and slow, we derived pedo transfer functions basing on the soil type and the texture class. And the pool size and fast will be derived by the pre-crop and the mean temperature in fall. So in conclusion, the course of simulated soil mineral N during April and May gives valuable information for the current N supply of winter wheat. And the agreement between simulated and measured soil mineral N contents is encouraging, we think. But the approach for the derivation of specific recommendations are still in progress, as the relative yield potential needs to be further tested. So online simulations with online data might be a powerful tool for soil site and management specific fertilizer recommendations. And we also think maybe it can also be used one day on the tractor with GPS. Many thanks to all my colleagues in this big joint project, the German Environmental Foundation for funding, and you for your kind attention. Thank you very much.
Good questions. Wouldn't it be more consistent with your approach, instead of having a constant critical soil mineral N level target, to have one that varies with the growth stage of the crop?
Well, I'm not a crop scientist. I'm the soils person. One thing we thought about was that, especially in the very early stages, that maybe the rooting system is not until 90 centimeters, so maybe we should just go until 60 centimeters. And the crop, especially in the later stages, it has to be more taken into account, the crop demand. That's right. No, it was not even more fertilized field, but fields that were less fertilized than the optimum.
Less. Mm-hmm. How much less? Like 15% or?
Something, 20%.
Did you consider any rough estimate of the plant nutritional status for nitrogen?
What can, I don't know what you're heading at.
I seem to remember there are some tools to estimate plant nutritional status.
So measuring the plant itself?
Yeah, how green that
is. No, we didn't do that in the late stages, just in the early stages.